day good, gooder.
That's not gooder English.
This is gooder. It's the gooder time. Jennifer Horn is gooder at her job than, let's see, Heidi. No, I'm not going to go there. Let's see. What do we have? Oh, Ken.
Oh!
She's
one of the best.
Heidi in the morning. It's Ken Kessler who's here also with us to guide us through the treacherous world of social media.
He's very good at that. He's got a sword out and everything.
Yes, he does. You're going to fight for truth, justice, and the American way. All right, first things first. The good news of the day. I think this is a very
good news. Good
way for us to start this hour of the Good Day program, where we focus on the most important stories of the day. I would say the story of that 10-year-old am I using story too much?
Story.
The story of the 10-year-old girl from Pennsylvania. Remember last week, the National Organ Donor Debate? That fool that runs the Health and Human Services Department of the federal government, Ms. Sebelius, didn't help Sarah Murnaghan. Is that how you pronounce your name? Murnaghan.
Sounds about right.
Sarah Murnaghan. Her family had challenged the lung allocation rule. You know what that is, Jennifer?
Yes.
It was a...
And they won.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, this rule didn't allow children under the age of 12 to be included on adult transplant lists. This is one of those arbitrary, capricious, the government says this mm-hmm. is what we're going to do. And so up yours to the government. The family said, we want to save the life of our 10-year-old daughter.
Yeah, and good for them for fighting for her.
Absolutely. So this campaign prompted the Organ Procurement and Transplantation Network to change its rules under a court order, which made the government look even more stupid than mm-hmm. it did before.
Yes.
Anyway, the
which
organ...
Which it's been doing a lot of lately, by the way.
A lot of stupid stuff.
Looking stupid.
Yep, right. Not done in the name of the people who pay the bill, for sure. The public support for this, Kenny, I don't know whether we saw any polls on it, but how do you... It's kind of like fighting against Mom Apple Pie and Easley Farm. There's 94% support for this. So anyway, the Organ Procurement and Transplantation Network placed young Sarah on the adult list on the 5th of June. Donor was found yesterday. Not immediately clear whether the lungs came from an adult or a teenager. Sarah's health is declining. She'd been on this list because cystic fibrosis has eaten away at her lungs.
Mm-hmm.
She'd been on the list since 2011. So, the family feels good about it. Transplant experts, of course, and the government defend their system, saying it matched children with organs appropriate for their age. Well, I guess on one side of this issue, one could understand that a 10-year-old's lungs would not be as well developed as a 20-year-old's lungs.
Right, there could be a difference.
Right, right. So,
but shouldn't we leave it up to the doctors? Because people are of different sizes and
yeah.
shapes and things.
Right.
And
it should not be up to the government, no matter how. This harkens back to the debate about whether or not the health care bill was going to decide for you whether you lived or died. I don't want some jerk in Washington trying to figure out whether it's okay for me to keep breathing on this planet or not.
Mm-hmm.
You?
No.
Kenny?
Absolutely not.
No.
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 All right. So anyway, though it is apparent that she's going to get a lung, I'm not understanding when the operation is going to be.
No, I thought she already got it, actually.
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
The operation was done last night, I think.
Last night, okay. And she's A-okay?
So far, so good, yes.
Yeah, good. All right.
I mean,
so,
the thing with the lung transplants is they don't wait. You know, it's...
Well, you can't wait.
Cystic fibrosis is really kind of strange. I have a close friend who's got it, and she made it to her 20s before she got her lung.
Yeah.
And they literally call you, and you have to have a bag packed, ready to go. When they call you, it's time to hit the road.
Isn't that the same for heart transplants?
I think so. I mean, they just can't sit on them.
Yeah. And would that be the same for other... transplants, other issues that may come up, bone marrow transplants, for example. Think about face transplants. Think about all the things that have happened in the last 10, 12, 14 years that have changed the way we deal with how to keep life going, how to make it more worthwhile, how to live longer and better.
Yes.
Thank you.
You want me to argue with that?
No. Okay. I guess I made a statement that doesn't require any further statement. So how about we move on into...
Well, that was good news, Doug.
It was good news. Thank you. And now, on the other side, the world's oldest person died.
That is not good news, Doug.
Well, she lived to be 116.
It's pretty good.
Didn't we talk about this person like a couple of weeks ago?
I always feel like there's some new oldest person in the world. I feel like we talk about these people all the time, and they're always different. Where was this lady living?
Jermone Kimura.
Oh, this man.
Recognized by the Guinness World of... It is a guy. I thought it was a woman. Usually here, the women live longer than men. Recognized by the Guinness people as the world's oldest living person. As a matter of fact, the oldest man ever to have lived. He died at the age of 116 in Kyotango, Japan. He was born April 19th, 1897.
That's pretty cool to have that 18 in front of your birthday.
1897. He died of pneumonia. He was the first man in history to have lived to be 116 years of age. Became the oldest man on December 28th of last year. He had been preceded by a fellow, a Danish immigrant, whose life spanned from 1882 to 1998. The oldest living person now alive is another Japanese person named Misao Okawa of Osaka, Japan, 115 years old.
Huh. The oldest, right on his heels.
Living woman. So, this is pretty exceptional. Pretty interesting stuff. Don't live to be that age eating a lot of McDonald's hamburgers.
Although right? Some of them do. I mean, I always think it's funny when they say, what's the secret to your health? And people say,
at 116?
You know,
no.
Well, no, but wait. That they always say, well, I drink a shot of whiskey every day and smoke a cigarette.
I mean,
you always hear those stories of the people that make it to an advanced
one
age.
One out of 1 million.
I don't know.
The
I'm just saying.
Not the rule. Yeah, yes, you do know. What do you
I'm
mean
saying
you
that
know?
People are pickled. They get they pickle themselves.
Yeah,
makes them last longer.
Yeah, there was that story we were talking about a couple months ago. The 104, 105 year old woman who said the secret to her long life was bacon.
Yeah, right. Remember her?
I remember that? Yeah, I do remember that. But that again is the exception. How many people are going to live to be that age? Doing that sort of thing.
Well, how many people are going to live to that age regardless?
Me.
Well, I know you have goals. I know. I understand.
And you know
and
what?
You know what? Mind over matter.
Exactly. Thoughts are things. Hold on to that. And hold on to lots of thoughts. Hold on to whatever you want to.
Find you a good nurse.
Quarter. Do I get to describe this nurse?
Whatever.
Yeah. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
Hey. New kid, you need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it, with names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard Light hearing protection, North Respiratory, Miller Fall systems. Love them. Honeywell, recommended for safety, trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas and a sweet Timex watch.
Maybe she just went to Kohl's.
Yeah, or maybe she can scan our brainwaves.
I wonder if she knows about the time you gave us ice cream. For breakfast.
Don't even think it!
This Father's Day, come to Kohl's. It's the only place that has the gifts he really wants, plus the savings on top of savings that you really love. Kohl's Celebrate Dad Weekend Sale is this Friday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale with over 100 special deals throughout the store, like mic or speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89, AKG stereo headphones for just $19, or a five-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday, because Dad is much better than average.
This morning, I exercised, showered, ate breakfast, and walked two dogs, all before work. It's been a typical day for me. That's why I wear Hanes X-Temp t-shirts, socks, and underwear. Because X-Temp has moisture-wicking and cooling properties that adapt to my body's temperature and activity level to keep me dry and comfortable all day long. And now, Walmart has Hanes X-Temp tees and Boxer Brief 3 plus 1 bonus packs for just $12.96. So bring a little comfort to your crazy day with Hanes X-Temp. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. Plus, enjoy hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
We've gone for a... How much time, Kenny, since we've talked about the NSA leaker? Hello, hooray!
A minute or two.
No, we haven't done it. We haven't talked about it at all in this half hour.
We have not. You're right.
And I think I'm going to make it a let's make
Although
it.
Although we
project.
Are talking about him now.
No, we're going to talk about.
We're talking about not talking about him.
Craig Schaller. Craig Schaller, radio personality at WHAM in Rochester, New York.
Fired.
Yep. He was
you
riffing.
You made fun of people. You're
Did you see
here.
The story?
Yes.
Oh, okay. This guy, Kenny, if you don't know the story, he was on his, was it a Twitter play? He was blogging, was he on his Twitter page? I don't know. He was in some social media, anyway, talking about a recent LPGA tour event in Rochester. And he said, quote, there are too many gosh damn foreigners on the tour. And more specifically, I'm talking about Koreans and Asians. He said half of them seem to have names that sound like what you get when you bang pots and pans together.
You know, can't say that.
How do you get fired? Why can't you say that?
I think I have a theory. They were looking to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Because that's, yes, it's offensive, but it's not firing offensive.
How is it offensive? What?
Making it's fun of people's names.
People make fun of Dudley, which is my name, every day of my life.
They should be fired, Doug. I'm sorry.
Okay, then you're fired.
I don't make fun of Dudley ever.
Yeah,
Dudley ever. I make fun of you.
Ah,
I don't make fun of your name. Get it straight, sir.
Yeah, okay. I just, we've become so shallow. We have no time. And this is big corporate radio, too, in a sense. You lose your job because you say something. Now, I don't know whether, again, you're suggesting that they fired him because they want to get rid of him. This is a really good excuse. No, it's not. It wasn't a good excuse at all. If you're going to have somebody in the good old days of radio that was about controversy or just kind of in the vox populi, the in-your-face stuff, that was fun. Not like the in-your-face stuff that's around now. It's just nasty. Those sorts of things could be said, and people say, oh, wow, that's interesting. Do those names sound like pots and pans banging together? Right? I'm not coming up with an example of a name like that, but, you know.
Ching, Wang.
Ching, Chang, Bang, Lang. Okay, yeah, 21 after.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health. health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Sound like this before. How unique. Wow.
I love this girl, actually.
Good. Sounds like a half a dozen other people that doing the same kind of music, doesn't she?
Yes, but I used to love this song. This is a big hit.
Why? Foolish is what it's called, by the way.
That makes you sound kind of like you're getting to be the oldest man in the world, Dougie. Foolish. Yeah. Foolishness.
No, the name of the song is Foolish.
Oh! I thought you were calling this Foolish.
Yeah, the name of the song is Foolish.
Now who looks foolish?
Yeah, who looks foolish
now? How do you
ever
know what the names of the song are? I just like to
because it says so on my list. That's how I know it.
Oh, look. I always thought it was Cool Without You.
Number one during this week in 2002.
I think you're making this up.
Really? Wow. If I am, then I'm doing a good job of it, right, Kenny?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Kenny's got my back on this one. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Thursday the 13th. And the late night shows were screwed up a little bit because of that foolish hockey game. The Boston Bruins lost.
You said foolish again.
Oh, you started it. Speaking of foolish...
I can't believe it's a foolish hockey team. It's your favorite team playing.
No, it isn't. I don't care about the Bruins. I don't give
you
a damn.
You were all rah-rah-rah about it yesterday.
Yeah, no, just to give you the old one, too, because the Kings lost. Conan O'Brien was on the air last night joking about the immigration bill.
Immigration, also a big story. Got to talk about this. Senator Marco Rubio has proposed a measure requiring that all immigrants must know English. Yeah. Opposing the bill are civil rights advocates, immigrant rights groups, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. No, it's true. Hispanic Senator Ted Cruz, who is fighting the immigration bill, described himself as Obamaphobic. Yeah. Yeah, you know you have Obamaphobia if you'll deport immigrants even though your last name is Cruz.
I hear some pretty good stuff. A guy in San Francisco, they got the Bay Area Rapid Transit system out there. It's like their subway system. And over the weekend, they arrested a guy, San Francisco, running around naked.
What?
Running around the subway naked. Come on. That don't bother you?
Yes, of course.
In San Francisco, of course, that's business casual.
I saw that story this morning for the first time. Did you see that?
No.
This guy running around. Kenny, what do you know about that? Kenny's usually pretty good at following
at
you.
At naked people?
No.
Yes.
Well,
number one at naked people.
No, I don't know. I saw some. They were playing the clips over and over again all overnight on CNN.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. It sure wasn't Anderson Cooper reporting for work? No.
They didn't show Anderson Cooper and this naked person together. At the same time. So.
All right, okay, got it. Good for you, Michael.
The band woke up.
Excuse me. All right. I was going to do something else here, but now I've changed my mind. Just editing as I go. Anybody notice how old Bill Clinton looks lately?
Yes.
Yeah. He really does.
It's because he lost weight, and, you know, sometimes when you lose too much, you look a little sucked in.
Yeah, I think that's true. He was named Father of the Year yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
His daughter presented him with the Father of the Year Award from the National Father's Day Committee.
What makes you a Father of the Year?
Well, his daughter says that he has set the bar very high for her husband. I don't need an award to tell me he's the best dad that I could have ever had or hoped for, but I'm grateful he's getting the recognition that I, of course, unapologetically give to him. I'm his biased daughter. I think he's always deserved this. I like her.
Always, Chelsea? Always? Really?
Maybe not.
Huh.
Quite always. She was very angry with him after that.
Yeah.
Didn't talk to him for
months. The best thing, though, about the story is the quote where he said Hillary text messaged him.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Happy marriage, happy after all.
It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Spitzer and Madeline. Was President Obama being smart or largely defiant when he chose the controversial Susan Rice to be his national security advisor, given how the GOP had gone after her over Benghazi?
I think it shows a new assertiveness on the part of the White House. But in my mind, the real question is, will it matter? At the end of the day, the decisions about Syria, take Syria as perhaps the most difficult issue. Will Susan Rice, who has been an advocate of intervention in many cases, be assertive enough to say, here we need to do something because of the humanitarian argument?
I think it's the president's prerogative. Elections have consequences. And people need to understand that the role of the national security advisor fits what the president wants that role to be. It can be a synthesizer of information. It can be an honest translator of information. It can be a buffer. It can be a sword faller.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitz.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bioavailability. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Already a good day for many of you listening around the country and around the world at DougStephan.com. It's a pleasure and it's a privilege for us to get together with you every day to talk about what's going on. We are on watch for the important things going on in the world. People still wanting to talk a lot about the NSA. I guess that would be the number one item of the week. Even though it's Thursday, Kenny, I'm betting it's going to be number one. What do you bet?
Yeah, something big would have to happen today.
Anger mounting in Congress. Politicians briefed after revelations of the surveillance dragnet vowing to rein in the system that amounts to spying on Americans. Intelligence chiefs, plural. FBI officials,
this is,
plural.
I think it's the word.
Having a closed-door meeting, House of Representatives getting on top of this. They're not happy about the widespread collection of phone records. Senior figures from both parties coming out of a meeting, alarmed at the extent of the surveillance program. See, the people who say that they think this is a good idea don't know how extensive or intrusive,
right,
or outrageous it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that goes, these polls, Kenny, that are showing half the country doesn't really care. That's only because they don't know. They're not engaged. It's mostly younger people, again, who are not concerned, they say. So they say. But yet, when you dig around in this thing, the people who are using Google, Facebook, the other various and sundry, but I guess Google and Facebook are the biggest, right? Google's chief legal counsel wrote to the Justice Department requesting the ability to detail its cooperation with the government on surveillance orders. In other words, they want to know what they agreed to or what the government thinks they agreed to. Google's numbers would clearly show that our compliance with these requests falls short of the claims being made. Google has nothing to hide. Okay? Google doesn't represent
me.
Neither
do we when we Google. Right.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't want somebody to know what I'm sending in my Gmail.
Do you know what's funny? Is to me, having what I Google search is more a violation of privacy to me personally than having someone listen to my phone conversations.
Because of the ads that come back focused on what you've been
looking I think
for?
Having your search history, because sometimes I look up some weird stuff. I would hate to be judged upon what I look up on Google.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because on the phone, I mean, I don't really have that much of exciting stuff going on. So, you know, there's really nothing
bad
going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that if anybody really wanted to listen to, they could just call me and ask.
The defense secretary.
But Google is different.
Defense Secretary Hagel says he ordered a wide-ranging review of the Defense Department's reliance on private contractors because of this guy Snowden, who had top security clearance, and he'd only been there, what, Kenny, 4 months or something?
3 or 4 months, yeah.
3 or 4 months. Now the concern is that he's going to sell what he knows to the Chinese.
Hmm. That's nice. Love enterprising people.
Yeah. I think I change my point of view on him if, in fact, that turns out to be true. If it turns out. There's a rumor of people trying to discredit him. Remember, though, the people who don't like him and what he did because he's embarrassed them. He's come up with stories or he's come up with information that we ought to know because, again, most of us who think about this, if you think it through, you don't like it. I don't care whether you got something to hide or not. That's not the issue, is it? It isn't about whether you got something to hide. It's about what's supposed to be.
The issue is that your rights have been trampled on.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Jumped up and down on.
I just don't like the way he did it. And now he's given an interview to a Chinese newspaper.
Yeah, South China News.
That is big time shady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's staying in Hong Kong for now, he says. He said, as far as he was concerned, he was neither traitor nor hero. What did we come up with as a result of our...
Hemorrhoid or hero, I believe.
Hero or hemorrhoid. Right. The poll suggests... 40% of you said he's somewhere in the middle of that. 31% say he's an American hero. And 16% of you said
he's only a hero if there's not a lot of personal gain here. But it seems to me like there's going to be personal gain.
Well, you don't know that. If you find out that there is, then you do.
Right. You just wait and
see. To him. Right. Exactly. All right. So, Jennifer, you're not affected by the weather. Kenny's not affected by the weather.
It did get to be 88 yesterday.
Did it?
Yes.
We nearly had a cloud yesterday.
Yes. It was scary for a minute, but...
I'm so sorry. Yesterday we nearly had rain again. Sunny this morning, but it's supposed to rain off and on. The farming interests, of which I am a large member, we are now close to being a month behind, as we have been every year for the past seven, because it rains all of April, or it rains all of May, or it rains all of June. And therefore, the important farming things like getting things planted. Many of you in the Midwest haven't planted yet. I haven't planted all my corn yet for my dairy farm. I'm a long ways away from being finished with that. And I ought to have...
I have news for you. It's not going to be knee-high by the 4th of July.
No, it won't. Be lucky if it's in the ground by the 4th of July. And that brings me around to something else that has to do with agriculture. The worldwide bee colony collapse is now a focus, once again, of science. People studying... know that bees are dying from a variety of factors: pesticides, drought, habitat destruction, nutrition deficit, air pollution, global warming, and so forth. The causes of collapse merge and synergize, but this is a bad thing. Biologists, generally speaking, say this is a dangerous thing for the future of life on the planet. There are 150 different chemical residues in bee pollen of late. A pesticide cocktail, thanks to Monsanto, DuPont, Dow, Bayer, and their ilk. Most of these companies shrugged their shoulders at the complexity as if it was too mysterious for them to figure out, even though they are the ones who are creating it. There's no advocate for change in pesticide policy. In fact, these guys have all stuffed themselves into the FDA. So where do you think the change is going to come from? Meanwhile, the honeybee, native to Europe, Africa, and Western Asia, disappearing around the world, pretty much gone. Honeybees, wild and domestic, perform about 80% of all pollination worldwide.
You know what's next? Us. You can't get rid of the honeybee without having a huge impact on the whole scheme of things.
Right. Exactly. And these bastards in these companies, I'm sorry if you're offended by that, but that's what they are.
Well, I'm offended by the fact that they started all those stories about how cell phones are responsible for killing the honeybees, when indeed it's the fact they have nothing left to pollinate.
Right. Let's see here. What else does the bee colony, a single bee colony pollinates 300 million flowers a day. Grains are primarily pollinated by the wind, but the best and healthiest food, your fruits, your nuts, your vegetables, are all pollinated by bees. 70 out of the top 100 human food crops, which supply 90% of our nutrients, are pollinated by bees. So what are we going to do about this? Are you going to stand up? The bee collapse is a challenge to human enterprise on the scale of nuclear war. Humans cannot survive, as Jennifer suggested, with a total bee collapse. And that's where we are. And people say, oh, this is a good day program. That's not good news. No, it isn't good news. So the good news would be that we fix this problem. Wouldn't that be the good news? Europeans are working on this because the die-offs have reached 30 to 35%. And the colonies are down 25%. The Food Safety Authority in Europe determined that three widely used pesticides, all from American companies, pose high acute risks. And so they are going to probably ban them. Monsanto, Dow, and DuPont control 100% of the world market for genetically engineered pesticides, along with the seeds. A German court has charged these companies with perjury for concealing a report showing that genetically modified corn killed livestock. In the U.S., the company paid $105 million to settle a class action lawsuit for contaminating the drinking water because of the herbicide atrazine. So now, these people are at it again. And the president, who is in charge of hope and change, has signed the Monsanto Protection Act.
Oh, jeez.
Written by Monsanto lobbyists.
Well, that's nice.
That gives biotech companies immunity in federal court from damages to people and environment. He is the Manchurian candidate. And this is one of the things that proves it. How is that in the best interests of anybody? Anybody. So those of us who are trying to ecologically farm and keep the ecosystems going, I apologize if this sounds self-serving, but it sort of is aimed at something that I'm trying to protect in the interests of all of this information about what really it is that's going on in our food supply, your food supply. I've started a crowd fund, people working with me on the farm, to help save my farm, in essence. Because of the attention that it's gotten now in the raw milk area and the number of people who want to make sure that I'm put out of business because I'm selling something that's healthy, some of the people who are in charge of local and regional authorities that don't want this sort of thing to exist because they are influenced by the big corporate producers call it white death, even though it's been proven time and time again to be one of nature's healthiest products. Anyway, the point is, you can check this out. If you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see third story down the right-hand side. In red, it says raw milk, dairy farm, humane animal welfare, non-GMO, open space, yada, yada. Help save that, and it gives me credit, and it asks you to help. And so you can. We had a goal. We've talked a lot about crowdfunding here the last 4 or 5 months. I decided to do a crowdfund to work on saving the animals, create a sanctuary for, I told you earlier, and we have the pictures of it, DougStephan.com, the horse sanctuary that I visited the other day as sort of a model for the cow sanctuary that we're creating on my farm. And so we set a 45-day goal of $5,000, which we have come close to meeting in one day. So This money, should you be interested in looking at it, is aimed at helping save the farm, the animals, the infrastructure of it, because I just can't do it on my own. There's too much opposition from all kinds of powers, whether it be governmental powers, industrial powers, all that sort of thing. So if it's worthwhile, I've been fighting this battle, been around cows all my life. It's a welfare state, some people say, for farmers. But, you know, the reality is you can't make enough as a farmer. Look at all the farms that are going out of business. Never mind the weather and the influences of the weather. Government and stupid policy, big business, like Monsanto, trying to put these people out of business. Honeybees, I use four or five fields in this area for haying and corn that have bee colonies in them. And they have, it's very interesting, two of the fields I'm thinking of right now, one of them, the bee population died out entirely. Another fellow who's a friend of mine started a bee collection. He ordered 13 million bees, and they were delivered to his house a couple of weeks ago.
How did they get delivered?
They're in a
FedEx.
Okay, I guess I've stopped being serious now.
No, but I mean, how do bees get delivered?
Big boxes. They ship them in boxes. You were right. FedEx. It's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
What you getting dad this year? Another tie, perhaps? Put down that ugly tie and pick up DIY flooring deals for dad at Lumber Liquidators. Laminate flooring is up to 46% less than comparable floors at big box stores. Plus, get 3/4 inch solid hardwood from $159 a square foot and $100 in coupon savings on Morningstar Bamboo and Bellawood pre-finished hardwood. Or get dad a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find the store near you today.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
So, kids, how was your day? Polo shirt, how about you?
My name's Brian.
Oh, Tessie. Golf bag? Do you upset your little brother?
Stop calling me golf bag!
Honey, you have to stop calling them by the Father's Day presents you want from Kmart.
You're right, I'll stop. Sorry, Grill.
You did not just call me Grill.
Jill. I meant Jill.
Kmart has everything you need for a great Father's Day, including surprise points for members. Check shopyourway.com to see if you got them. Kmart. It all starts here. Must be a member before 5:30. Points expire 6:15 and vary by status and other factors.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. the Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef, last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Time, Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The AAA's Foundation for Highway Safety says there's an arms race by automakers to get connected cars into their showrooms. A new study about distracted driving says the handling of voice-delivered, voice-activated email and texts can be very dangerous for the driver. Hands-free doesn't mean safe. Interesting story in the New York Times this morning about this. All of the voice-activated. Have you seen some of the dashboards in some of these new cars?
Yeah. They just showed me the new Lexus, and it's like a nice flat-screen TV in there.
Yeah. Now, what's your car? It's a couple of years old, right? Your Lexus? It's
3 years.
Does it have all kinds of doodads on it?
It does.
Yeah.
It has a lot of doodads. I went for it because of the doodads.
You liked it, really?
Yeah.
All the doodah lay. What's
yeah,
that
well, I like the map. But I like the navigation. All the do uh-huh. live long day,
right.
And I like the fact that I can call and talk to someone at Lexus Inform. You know, it's like an OnStar service. So
I don't understand how it seems to be pretty easy. I've not figured out how to work it. Meredith has it on her car. She puts in little. It doesn't seem like it takes a lot. Like you don't put in the whole address. You just kind of give it a suggestion, and it figures out where you're going, which seems kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. Maybe based on your past, where you've been.
Yeah,
sure.
Maybe. All right, we are here to talk about gadgets and gadgetry and technology in general. Shelley Palmer keeps us up to date every day with some new focus, and today he'll talk with you about a new gadget, Whistle. Helps you track your dog's exercise levels and whether or not he or she is healthy or sick. So if you want to take better care of your dog or find out more about what's going on, perhaps Shelley has the answer for that right after this on Good Day.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale with over 100 special deals throughout the store, like mic or speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free, an Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89, a Fishman digital clip-on guitar tuner for $10, or a 5-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday, because Dad is much better than average.
Today
on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Are you worried if Fido's getting enough exercise? Whistle is here to help you out. Whistle is a new gadget that attaches to your dog's collar and tracks his activity levels, just like Fitbit does for humans. Whistle's more than a silly gadget, though. Veterinarians say dogs are easily able to hide symptoms or illnesses from their owners. And even sick animals can appear healthy at a vet thanks to adrenaline and the desire to show off. Whistle tracks your dog's activity when it's in its normal habitat. Making use of an accelerometer, Whistle tracks whether your dog is walking, playing, or sleeping, and measures daily activity and changes in exercise. If it notices a sudden change, it will let you know via the free companion mobile app, which you can share with your vet. Whistle sells for $99, and it will help make sure that your dog gets enough exercise on a daily basis and lives a long and healthy life. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh. If people find out we've got extra money...
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com 4th of July sale, now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
It's everyone's favorite meat day. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
All right, so, Kenny, what's the significance of the hashtag becoming part of Facebook? The pound sign, some people call it.
Hashtag, yes.
It's what they use on Twitter.
FacePad?
Right. They use it on Twitter and on Instagram and on Tumblr, and basically if there's a keyword or phrase or name even that you're talking about on any of these social media sites, you put that in front of it, and it makes it searchable. So if somebody's on Facebook and they want to find out who's talking about Edward Snowden, they can put in the hashtag Snowden and search it.
Really?
Fine.
Instagram, Tumblr, Pinterest.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.